Hi, my name is Christian Garcia, pastor of Trinity Reformed Presbyterian Church in Montrose, Colorado. And today we have a question regarding the use of the word cosmos or world in the Gospel of John. The question is, does John 17 uses the term world in the same sense as in John 3:16? Let me read John 17:9. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. Well, John 3:16 reads, for God so loved the world, same word there, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is a very important question. When John uses the Greek word cosmos, is he using it to refer only to a spiritual, moral, ethical aspect? Or does he use the word cosmos to refer to more than just the spiritual, moral, ethical aspect? If John is using the word only in the ethical aspect, then every single time that Jesus speaks about the world, he means by it an evil system out of which God has rescued his people through the work of redemption of the Lord Jesus Christ. On the other hand, if Jesus has more than just this ethical aspect, then the word cosmos or world may encompass much more than that, including everything in creation. In other words, the extent of the redemption that Christ has acquired for us is in view in this question. It is only individuals or the whole of creation that is affected by this redemption. In order for us to understand John's usage of the word cosmos, we have to trace every single usage of it in his writings available to us. That is the Gospel, the three epistles, and the book of Revelation. In total, the word cosmos occurs 105 times in the Johannine corpus, meaning that it's a very important word for the Apostle John. But just as it is important, it is also complex. Notice, for example, in the same context of John 17, but this time, verse 5. And now, Father, says Jesus, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. Here Jesus is speaking about the glory he had before the whole universe, the cosmos or world, was created. In other words, Jesus is talking about creation in its totality, and he is using the word cosmos, world, to refer to it. Yet, as we saw in just a few verses later, Jesus uses the same word, yet in a more spiritual, ethical sense, to refer to the elect of God. So both instances in this case seem to be right, the ethical sense and all-encompassing sense. Let me read another example, John 1, 9 and 10. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. Notice the usage of the word cosmos or world here. Jesus, the light, was coming into the world. There is no way we can take this verse in a spiritual ethical sense alone, because the implication of such understanding would be that Jesus didn't become incarnate. But John is speaking of Jesus coming into a physical space, creation itself. Moreover, he occupied a space in this creation. He was there. But with the same stroke, John uses the same word, once again, to refer to an evil system that opposes, that didn't recognize Jesus Christ, the true light. So as you can hear, the word cosmos, world, is complex in John. And from this brief survey, we can come to two observations. First, John sometimes uses the word to refer to spiritual realities, like the elect people versus the reprobate people. Second, also the word is used in an all-embracing way, encompassing the whole of creation. And then we can also come to a conclusion, a theological conclusion. Since Jesus has come into the world and his actions of redemption in the whole Gospels, not only in John but in the whole Gospels, are not limited to the ethical realm, namely forgiveness of sins, we can affirm that the work of redemption of Jesus Christ embraces the whole of creation, not only forgiveness of sins, but also the redeeming of our bodies and the redeeming of creation itself. This teaching is repeated and finds an emphasis in the rest of the New Testament. Resurrection in glory is something that even creation longs for. I hope you found this answer helpful. Please don't forget to continue sending me your questions to trinityreformedmontrose@gmail.com. Again, that is trinityreformedmontrose@gmail.com. Until the next time, blessings in Christ.